This week's honoree is a Montgomery County high schooler who uses his tech skills to empower immigrant youth both far and near.
I hope to attend college or university and study computer science and start my own business someday.
That's the voice of Sai Shatar. The 17-year-old is a senior at Springford High. While school is his main job, he has side hustles focused on helping others.
One of my main goals with this was to bridge the educational gap that some kids face.
Sai takes used laptops, desktops, iPads, and phones and refurbishes them for those in need. The idea came more than 4 years ago when in middle school, Sai volunteered for a nonprofit called Team Children.
We would take donated laptops and we would refurbish them and put in educational content. And we would ship these laptops out to the greater Philadelphia area and countries in Africa.
The next year, ninth grade, Sai decided to go on his own. He started the Philadelphia chapter of World Computer Exchange, a Boston-based group that refurbishes tech tools and sends them all over the world.
He's a little bit on a quieter side, but I've seen since he was a kid, he has had that desire to help others.
Vidya Shatar is Sai's mom. She nominated her son for the Good Souls Project after sitting in awe watching this once-shy teen solicit laptop donations. She says it took him 6 months before he got any. But when he did, 100 computers came in, and the win, well, it changed him.
Getting the first donation, it was very exciting. As a person, he has grown in that journey.
Mom Vidya, dad, and younger brother Siddharth are all techies, so they became Sai's first volunteers. Now Sai has recruited others, and they've refurbished more than 200 devices, all from the family's basement.
And that's became his World Computer Exchange Philadelphia headquarters, kind of.
Originally from India, the Shatar family made a stop in the Middle East before immigrating to the United States. But when they arrived here, they lived in hotels for months. And Sai says he missed a lot of school.
I had to repeat the second grade because I was out of school for 3 months.
Being held back a year stuck with Sai. So in 2022, when the rising junior learned that 1 in 10 immigrant kids faces education interruption, he came up with a solution, help newly immigrated students get up to speed.
The overall goal is just to help out with immigrant education.
He calls the effort Immigrants for Immigrants. They hold free tutoring sessions at the Phoenixville Library.
Eventually, we got a few kids and then they told their friends and the word got out.
Sai and his volunteers tutor more than a dozen kids, helping them with schoolwork and English as a second language, as well as moral support.
To prevent this interruption that immigrant students face.
And can you believe Sai saw yet another problem and his tech mind came up with yet another solution?
Didn't know it was as bad of a situation before I got to see it myself.
The situation Sai is referring to is one in his father's ancestral village outside of Belgium, India. Sai went on a visit with his family, and it was eye-opening.
It helped me realize, not to take the stuff I have for granted and that kids in other countries don't have access to the stuff I have.
In addition to sending refurbished devices to Belgium, Sai offers online STEM tutorials via a website, techforbelgium.org, and on YouTube, where he teaches web development and coding.
Does it surprise you that Sai has set up multiple organizations?
It doesn't surprise me. Many of our teenagers have gone on to make a difference in the world.
That's Robert Toporek. He's the founder of Team Children, the original nonprofit that Sai volunteered for back when he was in the eighth grade. He remembers Sai as hardworking and loves that he's found his own way to help the world.
There's so much grief in the world, and to have a teenager still in high school making a difference in his home country, there's nothing that can make me prouder.
I think a good soul is like a person who they find a problem and then they want to fix that problem.
And that's what Sai does. When he sees a problem, he comes up with a solution, which is why Vidya believes her son is a good soul.
In Hinduism, there is a concept of karma, right? You do good karma, and it somewhere relates to that good soul. It's not in your heart. You can't last 4 years doing this. So I think he has a good soul, and he has gone above and beyond, I feel.
If you know someone who has performed an act of kindness, whether it be big or small, and you think they serve as an example of compassion, generosity, and service, tell us your story by nominating your person at whyy.org/goodsouls. I'm Cherry Gregg, and this is WHYY News.